There are new calls to close the U.S. military prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, after the suicides of three detainees over the weekend. Two Saudis and a prisoner from Yemen were found hanging from clothes and bedsheets in their cells. They were the first prisoners to die at Guantanamo since the U.S. began sending al-Qaeda and Taliban suspects there 4 years ago. News reports today say that one of the men was about to be released, but he didn't know it. Rual Ahmed was detained at Guantanamo Bay for 2 years without charges. He and two other men are featured in a new British film. It's to be released here later this month, called The Road to Guantanamo. The three, they're called the Tipton Three, were reportedly detained on their way to a wedding in Pakistan from Birmingham, England. And welcome to the program, Mr. Ahmed.
Thank you.
You heard the news over the weekend. What was your reaction?
Well, it's affected me because I knew two of the detainees very closely because I spent a long time with them from day one. So it has affected me. It's a very sad story, really.
Tell us about the two that you knew.
I knew one of them. His name is Yasser from Saudi Arabia. And
and what was he like? Was he?
He was just a young lad. He was, at the time, I think he was about 17, me being 18. So he was just like another Saudi Arabian young individual, you know, jolly and happy. I met him a few times in Guantanamo. He'd become a cellmate for about 2-3 weeks, and he wasn't suicidal. But from what I can recall, that he was ill. He had problems eating the food in Guantanamo. He would repeatedly, every time he would eat his breakfast or lunch or dinner, he would always vomit it up, and the American guards never helped him, or the medical team never helped him. And they never gave him an alternative meal so he could digest it. Every time he used to eat the food, he'd always, you know, puke it out. He lost a lot of weight during his stay in Guantanamo.
Now the U.S. is saying that these were coordinated suicides, and they were part of a public relations effort by the detainees. I think the quote was, this was an act of asymmetrical warfare on the part of the three men. What do you think?
It's only the American government who can turn such a tragic incident into such ridiculous, you know, by saying that it's a jihadi code of conduct. It's just absolutely insane. You know, instead of saying, you know, these people who committed suicide, you know, it's sad and they should be sent back to the family. But instead of that, them saying no, them, you know, there was terrorism. You know, there's no words for it. You know, I don't know what to say.
Well, what is it like in there, not knowing if you'll be released and what your future holds?
Well, while I was held in Guantanamo Bay for 2.5 years, that was always in my mind to commit suicide because it is the easiest option out.
It was always in your mind to commit suicide?
Of course, because, you know, it's not like going to normal prison. A normal prison is like you be told exactly how long you're going to be spending in the prison. And, you know, you get your rights, you get to write letters, you get to make telephone calls, etc. But in Guantanamo, there's no such thing. You know, you were just indefinitely detained without any valid explanation why you were held in Guantanamo. Also, every time in a normal prison, you're guilty. If you get sentenced in a normal prison, you're guilty. But these men are being held without any fault. So it is the easiest way out to commit suicide. I mean, we thought about it. I thought about it. It's nothing surprising, really.
And now you're suing the United States for $10 million.
That's right.
Why?
Well, for 2.5 years of my life, I've lost. You know, I lost 2.5 years of my life for no valid reason, really. And I was imprisoned in Guantanamo and in Kandahar without any valid reason. I was released without charges after 2.5 years. And the detainees who've committed suicide, they've just lost their entire life.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with us, Mr. Ahmed.
Thank you.
Rual Ahmed was in Guantanamo Bay for 2 years. He's featured in the upcoming film Road to Guantanamo, and he joined us from his home near Birmingham, England.